Welcome back to the eighth day, where we like to talk about things you might not have thought about the rest of the week. Now, I haven't thought a whole heck of a lot about homecoming in 30, maybe a little longer years, but there's one coming up, and it's coming up next week, and I don't feel very qualified to talk about it, but it is happening here in Marquette. I decided to get an expert. By that, I mean a student that works here that also is going to Northern. Hello.
Hi.
You're Lauren. We had you on the very first day you practically were working here.
Yep, that's me.
About 2 months, and you've become quite comfortable with many things here. Still learning a lot. It takes a while, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, homecoming, there's a full week of homecoming, and it'll be September 13th through the 19th. The part that I'll be involved with is the homecoming parade, and the equestrian club will actually be riding horses in the parade, so I'll be doing that.
And I remember that you're big in the horses.
Yes, I am.
In fact, you have a dream.
I do. I hope to work for Horse Illustrated at some magazine, doing photography and possibly some writing as well.
Apparently, I was very mishearing that in her interview thereafter for quite a while until today. In fact, I kept thinking she wanted to work at Sports Illustrated. What are some of the events happening leading up to the homecoming parade, which will be on 3rd Street on the 19th, right?
On the 18th.
The 18th?
Yes. So they also have the Dead River Games, which is pretty fun. They do a lot of different activities like obstacle courses. And you take a group of your friends or your dorm room and go on out. And it's near Presque Isle, and they'll do like an ice scoop. Or ice cream scoop race, and then some.
You hold a scoop and a spoon or something and try to run without losing it?
No, I believe it's something where, like, you have to use you have to scoop out ice cream with your hands or something like that.
And oh, that's hard to hold.
I remember last year people were saying that their hands got really cold because it wasn't that good of weather. So
Now that would be an injury to have to bring to the doctor. How did you injure yourself? Ice cream.
They have the King and Queen competition, which is Monday, September 14th at about 7 p.m., and that'll be in the Great Lakes Room, which is in the University Center.
Thanks, Lauren, for giving us an update and reminding us that this is a college town and Northern Michigan University's homecoming is this upcoming week. So that brings back some memories, and in the news, there's some strange happenings as well. Well, as Microsoft adds more and more online services to complement their new operating system, Windows 10, some people have been looking back, especially to April, when Microsoft did an update to Windows 7 and 8 that created a new Windows service called the Diagnostic Tracking Service, as well as putting in another tool called the Customer Experience Improvement Program. And these things really do collect a lot of information, appear to be sending it off to Microsoft. And this lack of clarity makes people feel that that software is spying on them. And perhaps they're right. Who knows? It's difficult. These modern operating systems, in an effort to give you almost everything, do take away privacy. It's very clear when they ask for permissions and on the Android and in Windows that what they're asking for is a right to look at a lot of activity that you might have in the past thought was ridiculous that they would want to look at. But that's how their system works, and if you're going to choose Microsoft, Androids, or Macs, there's a lot of privacy issues that you're just going to have to ignore, or you really aren't going to be happy with the software. Unfortunately, there are some very serious problems with a baby monitor that you can monitor across the internet so that you can feel a little bit more comfort, that you can check on your child from a distance, even if they're in the care of a babysitter. Unfortunately, in a recent audit, every camera that was tested turned out to have serious security issues, allowing completely unauthorized people to not only manipulate the camera from a remote area, but also watch the video, listen to the audio, and access or save sessions of videos and audio. Well, that's kind of creepy, especially when this usually happens in a private house. You think that nobody can look at it. It's similar to a previous report we did where it turns out there's a lot of spyware and malware kits out there that allow people to take their camera on your phone, take the audio on your phone, even look at the text on your phone and ship that information elsewhere, essentially turning your phone, Android or otherwise, into a nifty little spy kit that they can see what you're doing, but you haven't got a clue. The Internet of Things is becoming the spying of everyone. You have to consider this each time you decide to get an internet-connected device. You are, for all practical purposes, inviting complete strangers, whether they be malicious ones or corporate representatives, the opportunity to discover things about you that you would never want to share with anyone. It's often being collected en masse by computers, databased away, analyzed, cross-referenced with other databases, and eventually compiled in some manner for which they can profit. But why does this happen? If consumers don't place a high premium on privacy, on security, then there will be no premium put on it. You yourself are going out purchasing the very device that will spy on you and deliver that information mostly to corporate headquarters, but when hacked, to people that you wouldn't ever want them to see what you do in the privacy of your own home, in the privacy of conversations. What can you do? Demand better. And I guess that's true of most things that are not working out right now in our country or in the world. We don't seem to demand anything except that somebody else go and fix it. When the only skin you have in the game is your outrage, there's little hope of fixing anything. You're listening to The Eighth Day on Sunny 101.9. We'll be right back.